Turkish tanks continued to move toward the Iraqi border, joining an estimated 100,000 soldiers backed by helicopter gunships and fighter jets. This has been Turkey's largest military build-up since 1997, when 200,000 soldiers were involved in an operation against PKK bases in Iraq. But the effectiveness of such cross-border operations remains in doubt. Despite numerous incursions into the mountainous border region over the past 20 years, former Turkish generals and analysts say the operations have had only limited success. International relations expert Soli Özel at Bilgi University in Istanbul says any military operation will have wider objectives than just fighting the PKK.
PKK is only one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is, of course, the nature of the Kurdish political entity in northern Iraq, the defiance of Barzani, and most importantly, the issue of Kirkuk.
Masud Barzani is president of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in Iraq, where many PKK bases are located. Ankara has repeatedly accused Barzani of giving indirect, if not direct, support to the separatists, as part of an alleged strategy of using the PKK to further his goal of creating an independent Kurdish state, which Turkey opposes. Barzani strongly denies the charges. But the key to the creation of a Kurdish state would be control of the oil-rich Iraqi city of Kirkuk, according to retired General Aman Kulolu, now head of a Turkish research institute.
If the Kirkuk involved this place, this state will gain an extra and huge economic power. The aim of the Kurdish people to create a greater Kurdistan. And the greater Kurdistan territory covers some Turkish territory, some Iran territory, and some Syria territory.
According to Iraq's constitution, Kirkuk must hold a referendum by December to decide whether the city will join the semi-autonomous Kurdish region. Most analysts predict the vote will be in favor, given the city's large Kurdish population. But Ankara has been lobbying for the referendum to be indefinitely postponed. Turkey wants special status for Kirkuk so that the city's ethnic Turkish population is protected. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in a meeting early this month with President Bush, again pressed the issue. Barzani claims the city as the Kurds' historical capital and earlier this year warned of serious consequences if Ankara interferes. He said Turkey must not interfere in the Kirkuk issue, and if it does, the Kurds will interfere in Diyarbakir, the largest city in the mostly Kurdish area of southeastern Turkey. Such threats, according to analysts, have fueled Turkish nationalism, with anti-PKK demonstrations like this one occurring almost daily. And they say the widespread anger at Iraqi Kurds is forcing the government into an uncompromising stance, despite calls for restraint from the US. Soli Özel says the Iraqi Kurdish leaders must tone down their rhetoric and their actions, and Turkey should reciprocate.
Still, their best chance is to have good relations with Turkey, which, by the way, Turkish contractors are building northern Iraq for them. And that requires that Barzani take a much more political and more conciliatory position vis-à-vis Turkey. That would also necessitate a reciprocation on the part of Turkey, basically accepting that there is either a federated state or independence.
With Turkish troops massed on the Iraqi border, talk of compromise and a diplomatic solution seems unrealistic for now. Observers say diffusing regional tensions will involve not only dealing with the PKK, but resolving the far deeper question about the direction of Kurdish nationalism and, in particular, the fate of the Iraqi city of Kirkuk. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.